Sports Day. We are powered by Red Energy, Cairns' most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021, and the new Kia Niro. Off air, John from Brisbane has got Salem. Chris from Ballarat's got Bailey Smith. John from St Albans, Bontempelli, and Steve from Roxburgh Park has got Caleb Daniel. But Jared, we need to go to our next guest. He's a Brownlow medalist. He's joining us live from Perth, and I think we had him number one, didn't we, Jared, when we did our list of most influential people in WA?
Indeed, we did.
Well, at least I did. I'm not sure where you had him. Nat Fyfe, the Freo captain, joins us. G'day, Nat.
G'day, guys. Very kind.
It's a big day for Perth. It's a big day for AFL football. You've got the grand final, Nat, and no doubt you've been really busy. How have you seen it evolve over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, Jared, it's been a great build-up. We all know what sort of a spectacle and energy the city of Melbourne brings to grand final week, and Perth is trying to replicate it, although with its own flavour. Our Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis has really pushed some of those elements of community engagement. We've got the People's Parade tomorrow. We had a taste test with the prelim. And what we're seeing is everyone over here, whether they back for the teams involved or not, is sort of getting involved and getting behind the games.
I reckon the walk to the ground from the city area over that bridge, it's just going to provide some of the most amazing footage pre-match.
It's a great call. On the twilight, the sun will just be setting and looks like pretty good weather we're going to get. So it'll be lit up, that bridge, the ground will be in the colours of the two teams. We should see some amazing images.
What's your thoughts on the game itself, Nat? I mean, clearly you'd love to be playing there, like Brisbane. They didn't get their opportunity to play in a grand final, West Coast Eagles either. But what's your thoughts on these two teams going head-to-head?
I think we're set for an absolute ripping grand final, Joe. We've got two dominant performances in prelim finals and two completely different pathways to get there. So good luck being a punter trying to tip a winner. Melbourne's played one game in 4 weeks. Hindsight's going to tell us all the information we need, whether that helps or hinders them. And the Dogs have travelled all over the country, state to state, to get here, and they're trying to use that as their trump card, that underdog backs against the wall mentality. So I think we see two ridiculously stacked midfields going head-to-head, led by Max Gorn in the ruck there for Melbourne. And that really will set the tone as to how the momentum of the game will flow. And from there, it's which forward group and some mids can take their opportunities early and put a score on the board.
Hey, Nat, your club, the Dockers, decimated by injury, not just this year, but recently, I reckon, and yet have showed that they can take it up to the best teams. Where do you see your group heading into next year?
Yeah, the injury crisis, I think you'd call it, has really been a frustration point for all of our supporters. For 5 years, I think we've been in the bottom three or four clubs as far as games missed through injury. We've turned over our strength and conditioning coach, a senior coach, a lot of people internally to try and get to the bottom of it. We just haven't quite got a good run. The upside to that is if we do get a good run, then we should be a far more competitive team. We won 10 games this year with one of the youngest sides in it. So it's no secret we've invested heavily in the drafts there, and we've got some genuine young talent in who want to stay at Fremantle and help us win games. And the natural maturation of them, along with JL's game plan, which is sort of crafted through his experience at West Coast and Collingwood, it should put us around the mark, but it's easy to talk, isn't it?
One of those isn't Adam Chera. Are you disappointed to lose him?
I am, yeah, but I've probably moved on from it a little bit now. I was really disappointed initially because he's such a great young player and a really good young man, and he's put a lot of work into our club over 4 years. And I guess frustratingly, as a senior player, Dave Mundy and myself have stepped aside in the last couple of years to try and grow some of these young players, and it does bite when they pick up and head back home, which is their right to do. But at the same token, we have seen Caleb Sarong, Andy Brayshaw, some of these other guys come through that are going to be midfield guns for us for years to come.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting time, I think, for you and for the group. I think, Chera's obviously a blow, but every club seems to lose, and you'll pick up somebody, maybe Jordan Clark, leaves the Cats and becomes the player that everyone thinks he has got inside him.
Done, I'm told, by the way, Jared.
That's done.
Track Crockridge's the same. He's all but joined the Dockers.
Yeah. Can we confirm that, Nat? If Scoop says take it to the bank, we just the condition to taking it to the bank these days.
Oh, I think it's near enough. I haven't heard it's confirmed, but it's somewhere in the mark.
Bank it, Jared.
Okay, so everyone needs a deep midfield. You're part and parcel. You're one of the best contested players the game has ever seen, and yet there's probably, if you don't land another, you know, tall forward, there is a fair chance that maybe you need to or could be better served for the club playing forward. That would be clearly on the list of agenda items Justin Longmuir has to discuss with you.
Yeah, it has. We've had a couple of cracks in that conversation so far already. look, our hope is that we can bring some tall forward talent in locally through the draft this year. We've got some high picks. And that's what we'll be trying to do, because I will play where I'm required to play and give our club the best chance of playing September action. But at the same token, I've spent 12 years on my craft as becoming a really high-quality midfielder, and that's where I play my best footy. So to rob Peter to pay Paul as a leader is something I'm willing to do. As a player is something I'd rather not do.
You've got so much defensive talent, though. Maybe one of them has to go forward. Brendan Cox potentially could go forward. He started there before he went back. So maybe you've got it within yourselves already on the list. But we're running out of time, Nat. I'm going with Jack Viney. Nick Theodosius just rang through. He's going with Jack McRae. And Zoe, our super producer, is going with Stephen May. Can you give us your Norm Smith medalist?
Yes.
And, of course, your final tip for the historic Perth Grand Final.
I think Melbourne will win it. Their fans have waited long enough and they've had the best prep coming in. And I think Angus Brayshaw will be the Norm Smith medalist.
Oh, he's gone with a West Australian, Jared.
Gone Angus Brayshaw off from the wing.
Yes. Nat, it's great to have you on. I think you were the most mobbed person at the Brownlow Medal on Sunday night, maybe second to Ben Cousins. I'm sure you'll enjoy some peace and quiet and some time off, and good luck to you and your Dockers next year.
Gents, thanks very much for having me.
The great Nat Fyfe joining us live from WA.
Already played in one grand final, played as a key forward back in that grand final, emerged as his brilliant midfielder.
I talked a lot to some Freo people today about that grand final, Jared. If they'd kicked straighter in that first quarter and a half, obviously they were a magnificent team in that year, weren't they?
They were. It was a real. It was a good grand final, except for that kicking, and they looked like they were coming in the third quarter. And as Hawthorn have done so many times, snuffed it out in that magnificent rain under Clarko.
It's been a just before we get to the break. It has been a really contrasting build up. The two teams, I've got to say. Jared, from a media and publicity standpoint, the Western Bulldogs have been really relaxed.
Yes.
Happy to do as much media interviews, let cameras into the training sessions. Mm-hmm. The Demons have really shut things down, which I think has been really interesting. Their footy department, it sounds like, has driven it, Jared, and you know, they just want to concentrate on the game. So, you know, two really different approaches to the public nature of a game that we know is inherently public, but even perhaps more so because two Victorian teams promoting a game outside of their states. This has been interesting.
So you've got a chance to interview the teams tomorrow. What's that? How long does that take?
Well, it'll take the best part of an hour, and then watching the two teams train, and then the press conferences. You know, it's going to be an outstanding day in WA. More sports day after this.